Hey, this is the Rebel Room on LasVegasSun.com. I'm Ray Brewer alongside Mike Grimala, talking all things UNLV football today. And the day after, the 2 day after, UNLV now 1-1 on the football season, they get killed at home by Arkansas State. And now they are facing the heart of the schedule where they've got to go to Northwestern and have a bye and then to Wyoming, and four of the next five games are on the road, and that fifth game at home against Boise State. Tough hill to climb. Mike Grimala, you were there Saturday. It was a coin flip game. Could have gone either way, is what we thought going into it. And then UNLV just struggled offensively and took it on the chin, a 43-17 loss.
Yeah, couldn't get much worse. It was a nightmare game, basically. I mean, the third play of the game was a pick six by Armani Rogers, and it got worse from there. They did not really get much traction on offense. I mean, Charles Williams ended up having decent numbers in the running game, but I think a lot of that was, you know, after the game was decided. But yeah, they struggled moving the ball. Really, really bad passing game all the way around. Defense could not get the stops. It was outclassed by Arkansas State. So a game that we went into it saying, you know, this is a pivotal game. This is like the swing game on the schedule. One of, you know, three or four where you kind of have to win this game in order to give you that six win projection. Not only did they not win it, they looked like they sort of didn't belong on the field with Arkansas State, which I didn't expect. I assume you didn't expect that either. I thought that they were going to compete. I thought they would win a close game, but they just did not have it.
Especially last year, it was basically a game that didn't get decided until the fourth quarter on the road at Arkansas State. The teams mostly similar. You thought it'd be another close game. It was, of course, essentially a coin flip pick 'em at the sports book. So UNLV struggled passing. Rogers limited to, was it 36 yards? And now they've got to pick up the pieces quickly and travel to the Chicago area to face Northwestern. And the question that came out of Saturday is, Armani Rogers going to be our guy? And Sanchez said, hey, we got to look at the film and see what's up, because Kenyon Oblad, his backup, comes in and goes 3 for 3, throws a 50-yard touchdown pass to Randall Grimes. And now there's questions. Would UNLV be better off with Oblad taking a few turns under center?
It's interesting. I don't even think that Tony Sanchez was asked about it in the press conference. I think he was just sort of going off on his opening statement, and he just put it out there, like, if we have to be better in the passing game, we have to consider a change. So, I mean, I don't even think that was prompted by, you know, questions. I think that was just something it was clearly on his mind as he was coming off the field. It was one of the first things he mentioned. You have a long history, you know, you've covered him for a long time at Gorman, and you've listened to him and the way that he coaches and the things that he says. Have you ever seen him say, you know, the things that he was saying about Armani Rogers after that game? Because it struck me, not only was he saying, like, we have to consider that, he was saying, you know, specifically Armani, some of these throws, they're in the dirt, they're at the receiver's knees, they've got to reach down to get them, it's not working. It seemed like pretty pointed criticism from Sanchez or Rogers, which we haven't seen before. I mean, was that out of character for him? Because it seemed out of character to me.
Yeah, I would say two things. One is the Armani Rogers passer we saw on Saturday, is that just who he is, or was it just a bad game?
I think that's probably closer to who he is than if you have this game as like the floor and last year's Reno game and to win the Cannon as the ceiling. He's probably closer to this, what you saw against Arkansas State, than he is to what you saw against Reno.
And I think some of that might just have been, you know, Tony being direct. He's, you know, in the fifth year at UNLV, and Armani Rogers was a four-star recruit. It was arguably his most significant get on the recruiting trail. It happened in that second recruiting class that was, you know, rated the best in the league. And he was a guy that, you know, was a top 100 guy nationally. He was committed to Cal. It was considered a great haul. And, you know, they redshirted the guy, before, you know, back when you had to, you couldn't play the five games, and they've put a lot into developing him, and they've essentially built the offense around this guy. And here we are, the guy's fourth year in the program, and he's producing this. And I just think Tony was shocked. And, you know, he was trying to be as forthright and direct as possible. And, you know, probably on his head is, you know, maybe I should have pulled him a little earlier. He just didn't have it. I did think on social media, on Twitter, you brought up a decent point on Saturday or Sunday, where you're like, well, we saw what happened to the run game when Rodgers was injured last year. Is UNLV a running team, top 20 in the nation running the ball, or are they going to be a pass team? Because I thought the one thing they got away from against Arkansas State was running the rock. I thought they opted to throw it too much. I wasn't at the game. I did listen to one drive early in the first quarter, and it was three straight throws. There might have been some drops and some bad passes along the way. And you're thinking, why aren't they running the ball? The line's supposed to be good. You know, they got the advantage of the heat, and they've got a good tailback in Charles Williams. You know, so if you do go to Oblad, do you lose the threat of the running game with Rodgers?
It was funny. In his pregame, his early in the week press conference before the Arkansas State game, Tony Sanchez said, you know, we ran it well against Southern Utah, but we think we're going to have to air it out a little bit against Arkansas State. We're going to have to throw the deep ball, and we're going to have to throw it more and rely on the wide receivers and the passing game. And you're just kind of looking around, and I assumed that he was just, you know, using that as a smokescreen. He's sort of putting that out for Arkansas State coaches to hear. And but I didn't really expect them to go to the passing game as much as they did. Like, this should be a running team. Everything they've demonstrated over his entire tenure as a coach is like, this is a running team. At one point in the first half, I think at the end of the first half, it was their pass to run split. It was 14 passes to 16 runs, which is way too cool. Like, UNLV does not need to be 50% balanced run and pass. This is a team that, as I was saying to you earlier in the office, like, third and six for UNLV is a running down. Like, that should be a running down for UNLV. Like, third and six, third and five, like, you're handing the ball off, and you've got a better chance of converting it than you do if you're dropping back and asking Armani Rodgers to read the defense and throw a pass. So,
and that's why I think that maybe the Armani Rodgers we saw on Saturday isn't what's being, you know, what's not on the practice field, because he couldn't be that bad in practice and still be considered your guy. Because the one thing Oblad does is he could sling it around good. He's not a running threat, and he's not great when there's a lot of pass rush, none of which you get as a quarterback in practice. So you would assume that Oblad is spinning it around pretty good, especially in comparison to the Rodgers we saw on Saturday.
Kenyon Oblad he's gotten into both games this season, and he's done everything you could expect from him. He's, you know, I think 10 of 14,
yeah.
A touchdown, no interceptions, 120-something yards. Like, he's looked good. He's looked sharp. He looks like a pocket passer. His arm is good. He puts it on a line. He puts it on target.
So let me play devil's advocate. How much of that is that he's going against the backups of the other team, hypothetically?
That factors into it, but there are bad defenses in the Mountain West that you can take advantage of. Like, you're not going up against a steel curtain for a lot of these games. So, I mean, there are going to – UNLV will have open receivers this season. I would try – if you ask, if you know, if you put me up against the wall, I would say Kenyon Oblad probably has a better chance of hitting an open receiver in a hypothetical situation. It's just in totality, what you're going to lose in the running game. Like, I think last year in six games that Armani Rodgers played, you averaged 5.7 yards per carry. The six games where he didn't play, it was down to 3.9. So it's a huge drop off. You go from being a great running team to being a bad running team. And it's not just him. It's like you lose that read option. You lose the your running backs are less effective when Armani's not back there. So it's like you lose
your wide receivers have less time to complete a route because Armani could buy you some time with his legs.
It's like Kenyon Oblad will be better for the passing game, but you're going to lose so much in the running game that you sort of have to balance it and try to figure out who still gives you the best chance to win. If it's me, best chance to win is run it 40 times, throw it less than 10. Like, you, like that, if you're UNLV, go out, try to chew up the clock. run your tempo if you have to, but for every 40 runs, maybe 10 passes. Like, you want to be 4 out of 5 run pass, maybe even more than that on days when it's cooking. Throw only when you must, like when it's a, you absolutely have to. 3rd and 10 or longer, drop back and throw a pass. But if it was me, I would just run the ball constantly. That's what you do best. Keep Armani back there. Designed runs with the quarterback. I think that's still your best chance to win. But Kenyon Oblad, what we've seen him in limited action, he's done everything he could to make a play for that spot.
So if I had to predict the future, I think Rodgers gets the nod against Northwestern. But if he struggles, they pull him early. They let Oblad get some reps against a quality defense in Northwestern, or at least a Power 5 defense in Northwestern. And then you got 2 weeks before the Wyoming game, and maybe that's when you make a change and you say, hey, KO, pull a Caleb Herring and save our season and get us to a bowl game.
Yeah, that's – he's not – Tony Sanchez has not done his press conference yet. We're recording this on Monday morning. He'll talk later today. But, yeah, he hasn't said anything. I would not expect Kenyon Oblad to start at Northwestern. That's asking a lot, and you're going from, like, the outside the pool to, like, straight into the deep end. Armani will start that game. And, like you said, if it goes terribly – like, here's the thing. If you throw Kenyon Oblad in there to start the game and, you know, you go 3 and out on your first couple drives and it's 14-0 and all of a sudden it's, like, just the blowout is on, that's not great for Kenyon Oblad. Then you're going back to Armani and it creates a big mess. But if you start Armani in that game, let him play the first half, see if you can keep it close. If you get blown out, you can, like you said, put Kenyon Oblad in there, let him get his feet wet in a less pressurized environment, but against a good team on the road. And then you've got the bye week coming up. You've got 2 weeks to make that move if you want to. And then you're at home against on the road at Wyoming for the next game. So you, if it's going to happen, I would guess the bye week is usually when coaches target it for that when they're going thinking about making a change at quarterback. So not Northwestern, but maybe for Wyoming. You'll have 9 games of Kenyon Oblad if they make a move during the bye week.
Which still would be a stretch. I mean, everything's kind of set up to all roads lead to – I mean, at the beginning of the year, we thought Armani was like, God, if he could have a Jason Thomas-esque year, what could happen? You know what I'm saying? So for whatever that's worth, tough road ahead for UNLV. Tell me if this is crazy or not, Gramala.
Yep.
So UNLV football along the way in the Sanchez era, they've won some games where you're like, what just happened? Right. Fresno, San Diego State. Mm-hmm. They've always played well in these road games. They weren't embarrassed at Michigan. Right. They played good at Ohio State. They were good at
UCLA.
And USC, they weren't bad last year, right?
Yeah, they were not out of that game.
Maybe they beat Northwestern, they're 2-1, and you have a different feeling about the team.
Oh, I mean, if they were to beat Northwestern, you'd have a completely different feeling about the team. You'd feel amazing about it. That's you'd be over the moon. That would be the an amazing thing to happen. It's just very unlikely to happen.
They're 20-point dogs.
Yeah.
They're 3-touchdown underdogs.
It's not impossible. You would need Armani to have, you know, like a replay of that UNR game, which is his best game. He'd have to score, you know, 5 touchdowns, no turnovers. He would have to be amazing. It does get your season back on track. Like, that's – You're great. The panic button that everyone is hitting right now, including Tony Sanchez, you get to step back away from that if you pick up a win at Northwestern, because I don't think anyone is expecting them to go in there and win. So that's a completely unexpected win to bolster your that race to 6 wins.
Yeah, typically in sports we overreact at outcomes, especially in college football. You see, you know, week 1, and you tend to overreact, but. You know, this is Sanchez's 5th year, and that Arkansas State game, unfortunately, is a replay of some past results that we've seen. You know, a time when we think they'd win a game, and they just don't get it done. You know, if you look at the team throughout the years, you know, year 3, they needed to win at Reno to get to a bowl game. They were basically a yard away. They also lost to Howard that year. You know, year 4, there's a lot of winnable games on your schedule. You just get killed at home by New Mexico, right? Armani gets hurt. You can't recover. And now here you are, year five, you get this monster schedule, and it's just not set up for losing games you should win, and there's probably only three games you should win on the schedule, and you've already played two of them.
Yeah, it's the schedule is absolutely brutal from here on out. It's at Northwestern, at Wyoming, at home for Boise State, at Vanderbilt, at Fresno State. So you're on the road for four of the next five. Two of those road games are at Power Five schools. Your one home game in the next month and a half is Boise State, who's, you know, that's almost an impossible. That's maybe your toughest opponent all season. So they're taking a home game away from you. It's hard. It's not lining up well for Tony Sanchez, for the Rebels. That's why going into Arkansas State, it was so important for them to pick that up and go 2-0, because it's hard to see that, having dropped that game, it's hard to pick out five more wins from what's left on the schedule. So I don't know. And it's also a weird spot for when you're thinking of making a QB change. You could be in a spot where you could say, like, all right, if things are bad and we're 1-5, it's time to make the change. Let's start building for the future. Let's see what Kenyon Oblad can do. Armani Rogers can grad transfer in the offseason. This will be Kenyon Oblad's team now. Let's do that for the good of the program long term. But the coaching staff is not that, they really can't make long term decisions right now. Like, they've got to manage the team to win this week and the week after, like on a game by game basis, because, you know, they might not be coaching Kenyon Oblad here in 2 years.
Yeah, next spring you never know who's going to be the coach.
Yeah.
So, interesting times, my friend. Thanks to all of our loyal Rebel Room listeners. Michael B. at Northwestern on Saturday, so make sure you follow him and give him your feedback. We appreciate the listen. And
Before we go off, what do you think? You think Armani goes up there and wins that game?
I mean, the
biggest bounce back performance of all time?
I don't. I mean, do I think they're going to only pass for 36 yards, though? No. I think he'll be improved, but it's tough to beat a Big Ten team on the road. And Northwestern's got some guys that could go.
Yeah, I don't see them winning that game. But like you said, I could see Kenyon Oblad getting in. If the game gets out of hand, I could see him getting not just garbage time minutes, but maybe even some third quarter kind of drives. Like, hey, get in there and let's see what you can do. See if we can spark the offense. I could see that. So that's a something to watch out for this week.
All right. Is it all right if I stop this show?
Yes, we're done.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening.